Paul once told me, don't be mad at the lock, change the key. Well, to that I say, don't be mad at the lock, change the we. See, the we is the key. The we being you and me as a whole. Unifying our souls until they become a marvelous piece of matter that eventually evolves into a mighty movement. See, honestly, I'm through with peeking in somebody else's windows, fantasizing about how it must feel to be living in a crib like that. Nah, Jack. I want my own mansion that is an expansion of my higher self. I have a dream that my kings and queens will glean their greatness through their own conscious actions, not allowing distractions to pull them away from their magnificence, because they know there is a significance attached to their pedigree. So again, I ask of thee, who is the key? We, you and me. Precisely molded with special grooves that will move any lock that we may encounter. Now I know why they call it a master key. So don't tell me about the locks barricading your path. Tell me about the plot you have to unlock those gates. Because we shouldn't have to wait for someone else to come and decide our destiny. We need to learn to use that recipe God gave us all those many years ago. For he described in great detail what kind of key we need to be in order to free our God-given potential. So why are we still standing at these gates acting irate? Because they won't open with the keys we were given. We need not to change the lock. We need to change how we are living. We need to change how we are driven. We need to change the paradigms within our minds so that we will finally be able to see that our true pedigree was always to be a master key. And once we do, there won't be a lock that can stop us from getting through the master key.